Thank you for listening pretty late. I'm now being video streamed on WGNRadio.com, which is another place where I'm available and living online, as we all are. We put more information about our private stuff, our, you know, we buy things, we talk about what's going on in our social lives on Facebook and Twitter, and now we're finding out about a lot of companies over the last couple of years that have been hacked and our information has been stolen. And I wanted to talk to a couple people about what we can do to stay safe or what this means for us. We have in studio with us, we have Professor Fraud. That's you, William Kreese. We also have on the phone with us a couple of experts as well. We have on the line with us the Executive Director, Online Trust Alliance, Craig Spiesel, and Dr. Thomas Patrick Keenan, who's a professor of digital design at the University of Calgary. Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hello, Patty. I go by at Dr. Future.
At Dr. Future? Is that Dr. Thomas Patrick Keenan?
That's me.
At Dr. Future. What and why exactly do you go by at Dr. Future?
Because I look at the implications of some of these social things and why it's creepy. For example, I can see you now and you can't see me.
Yeah, that's not fair. Can you please make that possible for me to be able to see you? That should be pretty easy. I can get you on my phone, right?
Absolutely, video phone.
And so Professor, you don't like to be called Professor at all, or Doctor, just Dr. Future?
I'm good with that. Please call me Tom.
You're good with Dr. Future. I bet your students really like that. So I have Professor Fraud, Dr. Future, and poor Craig. What have you got? What are we calling you, Craig?
Well, you can just call me Craig. We'll make it very easy tonight.
Thank you very much. I like easy. I need everything put into the categories like that. Okay, so let's start with you, Craig. What should we know? What can we do to keep ourselves safe online?
Well, today, obviously, a news cycle doesn't go by where you hear another threat of a breach or data loss incident. And unfortunately, consumers have to take some responsibility. And part of that is they need to be changing their passwords often, using unique passwords, and really think twice about what they post online.
And when you say think twice about posting what you post online, is that, you know, as far as, I mean, I always get nervous when people even put, like, pictures of their kids or even when their kids' birthdays are and things like that.
Well, I think today, as the cyber criminals are continually mining for information, you know, you need to think about how much information you disclose. But unfortunately, we seem to have a social habit of posting more and sharing more and not really thinking about the long-term consequences of that.
Yeah, that's a thing. And I want to ask Professor Fraud. We have in studio with us William Kreese. Do you have any suggestions? I mean, what about like these companies like LifeLock and things like that?
Well, I'll tell you, firms like that are good because if they give the consumer peace of mind, mm-hmm. it's sort of like life insurance. In fact, I had somebody come up to me and they were kind of upset. They had subscribed to LifeLock and they said, you know, I've had it for 3 months and they haven't called me yet to tell me that my accounts have been hacked. Well, that's a good thing. That's like having
right.
life insurance and complaining that they haven't paid off yet. You
right.
know, it does do a lot of the work you could do yourself, but it takes a lot of time, and you have to check your credit reports all the time and things like that. So it is, for the costs involved, it might be good for peace of mind, especially when you see the number of events that are occurring and being reported on every week.
And Dr. Future, I mean, what do you feel about those kinds of companies? I mean, because I always feel like, well, I'm giving them everything now, then, aren't I? I'm giving one company all my information.
Absolutely. We had a thing last week called the Bash Bug, and one of the first companies to be attacked was LastPass, the people that you trust with your password. Now, they say they repelled it. The fact of life, as your other two guests say, this is always going to happen. You want to be very stingy with your information. Don't post those pictures of your kids. I found creepy websites where they steal your kids' pictures and they put them up for fantasy adoption. So we're going to have a whole new mentality.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Wait. Stop right there. Fantasy adoption? What does that mean?
You got it. Just Google it. It's one of those weird subcultures where people pretend to adopt babies online. We had a woman in Hamilton, Ontario, who suddenly saw her child's picture there, and she said, that's my baby. She's not up for fantasy adoption. So if you don't want your kids' pictures out there, be very tight with things like your Facebook privacy settings.
I saw William Kreese nod at the fact that there's something called fantasy adoption. Is it like, because it sounds like someone wants to live your life, that is what they're saying? Or
there's that. There's child predators are out there, which mm-hmm. is one of the reasons, like, when you post, you know, one, think twice about posting pictures of the kids. And if you do, make sure you don't have the geo-tracking or geo-tagging on it so that somebody who's got a bad motive can actually find out where your kids are going to school, where they're going to the playground and things like that.
Yeah, that's because you also have GPS on your phone. So if you put a picture of them, people know exactly where you are when you take it.
Unless you go in and turn it off.
Patty, we got a quick text message from the 608. With the recent Chase issue, if my account got hacked and my information is now out there, what can I do to protect myself now?
Let me put that for Craig. What would you say to somebody whose information has been hacked from, like, let's say Chase?
Well, I think, you know, for any bank, so first of all, you need to be checking your accounts frequently. While companies like LifeLock or another one that actually does a great job, Identity Guard, they can help in certain areas. They're really focusing on new accounts being taken out on you. So you need to be checking your balance. Now, what's really particularly important, if you use a debit card, you are at a great risk. And the reason is, in the case of a debit card, they can liquidate your account. You have to then prove those fictitious charges. And meanwhile, every check you're writing is bouncing. So really have a lot of concern on debit card users today. But the answer is, again, is change your passwords, check your accounts, and use unique names and passwords. Not the same email address. You need to change them all often. And again, unfortunately, like I said, while you're being victimized, you need to also take best steps to help prevent from being the next victim yourself.
Yeah, we all do. And William Creasy in studio, yeah. Professor Fraud wanted to say something.
Yeah, the Chase case is a very interesting case because here you've got a situation where the hackers came in and they took names, they took addresses, they took phone numbers, they took email addresses. They didn't take account numbers, passwords, user names, or Social Security numbers. So the Chase situation, they really can't get into your account directly. Now, it could be that this information that was stolen could be used for spear phishing, where they will send out specifically targeted fish, P-H-I-S-H, to try and get that information from you. And the speculation out there also is that some of this was done by, came out of Russia, with either participation or cooperation of the Russian government to send a signal that, if necessary, they can enter the U.S. into our banking system. The Chase numbers, when you talk about, you know, 76 million households, that's two-thirds of the American people. And they can hurt our economy if they wanted to.
Oh, this stuff makes me so nervous. I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
Yeah, if I can, obviously, there's a lot of theories on these, and with all these breaches, we've done a lot of research and been involved in some of the forensics, and to a point, some of those points are correct, but I'd actually say I would disagree to a point because, again, unfortunately, people too often reuse the same password combinations that they're getting, so they may not get access to that account, but enough other information that they can mine that information, and not unlike the Apple iCloud case, where they're able to leverage those credentials for others. So they can profile you, they know you're a Chase customer, they're very good at data mining, and then they can extrapolate where else that you may use the same information and try to compromise those accounts and take over your account identity.
Oh boy, we're talking about information security and what we put online and what's available. What the bad guys want? They want your information so they can use it to their end. You know, their diabolical means. But we're talking to three gentlemen about this topic. We're talking to Dr. Future, who is Dr. Thomas Patrick Keenan. Who after the break, I want to ask you about the award you won in 1984 about crimes of the future, which I'm guessing is part of why you're Dr. Future. We're also talking to Craig Spiesel, who is executive director, Online Trust Alliance, and William Creasy is in studio with us, Professor Fraud. Right back after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720. Oh, if you have questions, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We have three experts at your disposal, 312-981-7200. You're listening Pretty Late, and maybe you're up because you're worried about your information being online. I hope that's not why you're awake. You should relax a little bit. There are people here that can put your fears I hope that you can make us feel – no, you're going to make us feel worse, including Dr. Future. On the line with us, we have three gentlemen who are talking to us about your information and staying safe online. We have Dr. Thomas Patrick Keenan, who is a professor, digital design, University of Calgary. And you did win an award, but it was for a piece you put together in 1984. Is that correct?
Yes, it was called Crimes of the Future, and I worked with a criminologist to predict crimes. You know, back then, the most common identity theft was going to a graveyard and stealing the identity of somebody who died in childhood. So we predicted identity theft. Now, in modesty, we did not predict the Internet. But the approach that we took is, where could this be going? So I just wrote this book called Techno Creep, which talks about infrared cameras. You know, that's how they found the Boston Marathon bomber cowering under the boat. Well, listen to this. They've just discovered they can use infrared cameras to see where your fingers have been on the pin pad. So as a result, the heat that is left by your fingers is readable. Somebody comes behind you at the food store, holds there. It's now an attachment for the iPhone available at the Apple Store, and they can read where your fingers have been. And that's scary.
And that's like at the ATM and things like that. I haven't used an ATM in a long time. And I think this was something that Craig touched on. I once had my debit card stolen and my entire account was wiped out. I only had $600, which means I only had $600 to my name, and the entire account was wiped out. So for that reason, I don't use ATMs or debit cards anymore, because it seems too vulnerable to thieves.
Yeah, well, there was a story in the news today about the prediction that before the end of the year, technology will be used to murder, and such things as a lot of pacemakers have built into it Bluetooth or another, you know, capacities to regulate that. And you could get in and kill someone that way. They had a character on Homeland that was killed that way.
The vice president.
Right.
And, not that I watched the show.
Which is why,
or the premiere last night.
Which is why that was turned off of Dick Cheney's pacemaker, mm-hmm. because they were afraid they were going to do that to Dick Cheney.
I did not know that.
And but then there's also the ability to remotely control someone's automobile and stop the engine in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, I have a problem with being able to remotely drive someone's car or lock them in it and take over. Craig, I think we've got some people, for all three of you. We have some callers who have questions. We have Anne, who has a question about her privacy and safety. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, and I'm hoping I get an answer. I've been concerned. I'm a person who, I don't use ATMs, I'm not online, I don't have a debit card. All I've got are some credit cards. I have a Chase credit card, but...
Mm-hmm. So you want to know what your vulnerability is?
What I want to know is, what can they get from me, or can they somehow steal my money when I don't know. And then what you said about punching in maybe a number on a charge at the grocery store.
Craig?
Well, the good news is, as a consumer, you have a full protection on your credit card if you're going to use that. So you should be very confident in that capacity. As far as I think there's always these areas with the ATMs and such that you have to be concerned about. But reality is, I mean, those are the edge cases. So the good news, as a consumer, your credit card is protected. Now, if you were a business, that's a significant concern. Most businesses don't recognize they have absolutely no protection under the law for a credit card or an account that is compromised. Banks may cover it out of goodwill, but businesses need to be checking those balances often. And there are many, many cases where businesses have had to close their doors because their accounts have been liquidated. But again, consumers have a great deal of protection, so you should be able to sleep well tonight.
There you go. That's Craig Spiesel, who's the Executive Director, Online Trust Alliance. Of course, Anne, thank you for calling. And we also have in studio with us William Cressy, who's with Governors State University, Professor Fraud. And we also have with us Dr. Thomas Patrick Keenan, Dr. Future, Professor Digital Design, University of Calgary. We have another caller who has a question. We have George. Hey, George, what's your question?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
We're good, thank you.
I have received two letters from Bank of America within the past 2 months with new debit cards, unbeknownst to me, and with the letter saying that, you know, we saw some recent activity on your account that looks suspicious, so here's a new card courtesy of us, twice in the past 2 months. I don't do any online shopping except for Amazon, mm-hmm. and I was wondering, are there any major online outlet stores, you know, that people shop at that we should be afraid of or you should avoid?
Ooh,
what is causing it.
Anybody? Are there any here? William's William Cressy's got an answer.
Okay, I don't know of anything wrong with Amazon, you know, doing it. The banks, Bank of America, Chase, Citigroup, they're all working very hard, and they got people watching the activity, and they may have picked up, for whatever reason, you know, something strange, and they wanted to send you the new cart. Now, one thing you have to be careful with if you're doing online shopping is there have been cases of websites set up that look like legitimate websites but are actually imposters to get you to go on and order something and give the credit card or debit card information to them, and you're not buying a darn thing. Instead, you're just giving the bad guys access to your money.
Oh, there you go. So maybe stick with Amazon.
You know, this is Craig. To clarify, though, all the accounts you're hearing about, the Target, the Home Depot, others, they are not happening from online. Michaels, all those are happening at due to insecurities of the retail point-of-sale systems and internal systems. They're not happening from their online websites.
Well, I think one of the things to point out is there are so many different ways the bad guys are getting this information. There is ways of getting it online through imposter sites. There, Michaels was actually physically tampering with the card readers in the stores. Home Depot and some of the others is by putting a virus in their payment systems. And now Chase seems to be an incursion coming from Russia. So there are, you know, there are local folks doing it. There's international folks doing it. As long as, Willie Sutton said that he robbed banks because that's where the money is. The bad guys today are all flocking to the internet because that's where trillions of dollars are being transacted all the time.
Right. From the 847, a text message that kind of goes with all this.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, what do I need to be afraid of? How do I protect my customers, my employees? Are they going to start targeting smaller businesses is essentially the question.
Dr. Future, you can tell us, because you can tell us what's going to happen with small businesses in the future.
They're going to target everybody. I mean, basically, they're out there in an organized way. You mentioned the celebrity photos earlier, and I just wanted to tell you something about that. Most photos, when you post them, Facebook, Instagram strips off the location information. It's called the EXIF data. Those photos were stolen from iCloud, and they had that original data in. So we actually know the location. Not only have we seen celebrities nude, if you've looked at these, we know their location. So what businesses need to do is think deeply about all the information that's in there, and, you know, you may well be giving away not just, you know, your financial information, but other things. In fact, on the point about the body hacking, I met the guy with an implantable insulin pump who called a press conference at a hacker conference to disclose how to hack it. Now, he actually hid one key thing. So, you know, our bodies are on the line as well as our money.
Oh, boy. That's a little scary right there. Our bodies are on the line as well as our bodies and our money. All right. We're gonna leave it with that, I guess. One more time, I wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We have Craig Spiesel, Executive Director, Online Trust Alliance. And by the way, Craig, I wanted to double check on the things that you had mentioned to stay safe. Changing our passwords, right? Changing the email accounts that we use, right? Checking balances. What else was there?
Those are key things. And a key point, by the way, this is October's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So it's a great time for consumers to adhere to those best practices, as well as businesses. And the best advice I would give business, to follow up on that question you had earlier, is they need to be prepared for the loss of data. They need to have a plan in place on how to detect the problem, how to mitigate it, and how to respond to it. Because reality is, as one of the other speakers said, you know, the cyber criminals are agnostic. They will go wherever the money and the data is, and you need to recognize that your data and your employees and your consumers are at risk. Having a good plan is the best place to start to be prepared for it.
Thank you very much for that. And William Cressy?
ProfessorFraud.com.
Here, come on into the microphone.
Yes, ProfessorFraud.com.
ProfessorFraud.com. And we'd love to have you all back again. And Dr. Future, is there anything else we can do to protect our bodies then? I know we talked about our accounts. What can we do to protect our...
Let me add two things to the already good advice. You're crazy if you only have one email address and you use that for your work and your home and your magazine subscriptions and your pornography. Have a bunch of different emails.
Wait, how? What do you know about me? Wait a minute. Are you getting into my accounts? Hold on a second.
and birthdays. I have like dozens of birthdays for different purposes. If you're giving out your email address, it's like giving out your Social Security number. It's a way bad guys can track you. And also with your birthday, nobody says, except for the government or your bank, you have to give the real one. You'll get birthday greetings every month.
Sure. And make up the name of your mother's maiden name. What the heck, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So as long as you remember what it is.
That's the hardest thing. Okay, maybe next time I'll talk to the three of you how to keep track of all your passwords and all your fake mother's maiden names and all those things. Gentlemen, I want to wish you a wonderful morning, and thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your generosity of time.
Have You're welcome.
Thanks, Patty.
We'll talk to you again soon. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.